this atmosphere. The Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? Real simple song. I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord is my life, salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my life, salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you. You, yeah. I will trust in you. Yes, Lord, say, I will trust in you. Y'all help me. The Lord is my life. Everybody sing. The Lord is my life. Salvation, whom shall I fear? You say it. Whom shall I be afraid? No, no. The Lord is my life. Salvation, whom shall I fear? No, whom shall I fear? I will wait on you. Raise your voice. Hey. I will wait.
Woman of God, thank you.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Hamilton, from having me on the show. I'm very excited to start to do this series. I'm going to be partially teaching from my book, the bestseller, Faith Walker, which is in BarnesandNobles.com, also on Amazon.com, also in some stores in Barnes & Noble's. Depending on what area you're living in. We here on the East Coast, you can find my book in Atlanta and several locations in Barnes & Noble. So thank you again for having me. I'm very excited.
And you can find this book on the P2P Ministries or the Now Network. We'll get it to you. Believe me, if you need this book, and we've already put the shout out. Now, this is a unique series here on the network that you won't hear Pastor E until the end. But on this first launch, I wanted to say, first of all, thank you for your obedience. But thank you for sharing the walk. Oh, my God. Because faith is nothing but a walk. And you know, you remember I asked you for a synopsis and you said, take it from the book. I couldn't do that. God said, write something to be unique. And you said, that's great. Watch what God says. Faith Walker 101. This is the challenge. Mighty men and women of God, let us be encouraged today. When? Now. To build up our faith and the faith of others in the new life of Christ. The Bible teaches us that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And by that faith, anything is possible. Remember, without faith, you cannot please God. So if we believe God's word as truth, we must complete and fully arm in this new life of Christ, being willing to take drastic measures with understanding that faith is the key for our transformation from old to new. Faith is defined as a belief in value, the truth or trust in God, a reliance, loyalty, true to God. Faith is a commitment to following God with understanding that the attributes of faith are more than just receiving substance, that's material. It is in our lives by our example and the spiritual blessings that come from those who believe and follow his word. Come on, begin your walk now. I've already told you guys out that if you got the book, you better have the book now. Get a notepad, particularly designed and dedicated to Faith Walkers 101, and let the woman of God bless you on this journey. I have my book. I have my notepad. I have my pen. I write in red, y'all. I have my pen, and I am ready to go. So from this point forward, I just want to release this. You have 3 hours, but we're going to release this hour to you for you to share with our network how to walk by faith and not by sight. We appreciate you, woman of God. You are doing what God has called you to do.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
I am, again, excited just about this because one thing, those who have your books with you, and I'm also teaching on this here in Atlanta, but I'm doing a bi-part series here on the line because, again, my class that is in Atlanta that I'm teaching is a little more advanced because this is our first one as far as on the broadcast. So dealing with faith walking, a lot of people, they have gotten so used to the word faith to where they've come so accustomed to it to where they don't really put much thought into it. They think that it's a belief mechanism in something that you are passionate about. When really, in this form, what we're focusing on as far as our relationship with God, having faith in God to do the words that have been spoken and to perform the words that have been spoken upon our life. Now, if we get technical, we know that the Bible teaches us, you know, in the book of Hebrews that, you know, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. What I'm here to help you all do, men and women of God, who are listening on this broadcast, I am going to help you shift into a dimension of understanding the operation of faith and allowing the faith to work for you. Instead of us working for the faith, we're going to allow faith to work for us, okay? And the reason why I say that is because this is something that has to be activated. This is something that once we have started to believe God. Now, I believe the theme song that was on earlier, which is one of my favorite songs, Everlasting God. Everlasting means something that is continual, something that is going on, something that has no end. What I love about faith, now that I have been faith walking and doing this myself, what I love about this is that the faith grows deeper and deeper and goes deeper and deeper. And faith leads you to a place in God that you not only trust him, but you allow God to take over and to gear you into the word that was spoken upon your life. All you have to do is have a little bit of faith. The Bible tells us to have faith as a mustard seed. That's all what you need to say. God, I believe that you are going to do it. Now, if you have my book with you and you turn to page 14 in the book, it talks about a couple of keys that are going to be given to you in regards to this book. This book is going to teach you how to identify the voice of God. It's going to also give you some practice and insight on how to move in the timing and season of God, walking in faith and living by it. As I said, we're allowing the faith to work for us. So all we have to do is put ourselves in a position to where we are living by faith. The Bible tells us, Book of Romans, that the just shall live by faith. I'm just paraphrasing. But the reason why faith is so important, because as the man of God said, without faith, it is impossible to, amen, to please God, you know. And I like that because if we back up, you know, the Bible also tells us that he that cometh to God must believe it that he is. You know, how are we going to, you know, interact with something that we don't believe in? How are we going to put our trust or put any type of you know, circumstance or any type of just a demand on something that we don't believe in? And God wants us to put a demand on the faith, because once we put a demand on the faith, then guess what? Then we've tapped into our belief systems. And once we have tapped into our belief systems, that has caused our faith to increase. Now let's go to the first chapter. And I want to go to this because it talks about hearing. But before I get into hearing, I want to explain this. I hope everybody can hear me good. Before I get into talking about hearing, I want to talk about a faith dilemma really fast, because this was in my heart today, and I want to get this out there because I'm actually going to talk about this in my class here in Atlanta on tomorrow evening. I want to talk about a dilemma that we often as faith walkers will encounter, and that is our being off focus, being off task, not being able to focus on the goal or the assignment that God has petitioned us to. Faith requires an action, and that is a belief. Put that belief into play. That's when the faith will open and it will start to work and go before you and make all your crooked ways straight. I'm telling you this tool because this is something that I live by. This is something what I do. Everything that I have accomplished, every goal that I have reached, even this book in all of your hands out there on this broadcast, this was all done by faith. There's no way that I could have done this on my own without activating the faith, allowing it to work for me, and allowing it to operate in the now, and allowing substance to appear, which became evidence in the natural. Okay? So everybody's following me. But the faith dilemma that we've come into in this particular time is staying focused. Faith walkers, let me tell you something right now. When you start your journey in God, when you start your journey walking in God, with God, start to allow him to prune you and set you up and put you in a place where now you're watching the word that was prophesied and the word that was spoken upon your life, you're starting to see things shape and form. Here comes some type of catastrophe. Here comes some type of circumstance. Here comes some type of dilemma to tell us or to put us off course, all right? But I want us to hold on to something, and I want us to hold on to the promises of God. You know, the Bible tells us about when God's starting a good work. And please get beg me pardon. I'm just getting back from Texas. So I'm still like, even though it was an hour behind, I'm still like an hour off. It's like I can't play catch up here. But I'm getting there. So again, we have to allow faith to operate. And we can't stand in front of faith while it's operating. How do we stand in front of faith of operating? It is simple, by allowing distractions to come forth or to take root in our life. We have to be very careful now in this season. And let me remind you, the enemy is very crafty. Satan is very crafty when it comes to the saints of God and walking in their true calling or walking in their true assignment and destiny in God. The enemy loves to throw stepping stones, stumbling blocks, barricades, speed bumps, potholes, all kind of dilemmas in your life when you are walking in your season or walking in your fulfillment in God. Now, it's two words I would like for you guys to write down since you have your pen and paper. I want you to write down your season, and then I want you to write down fulfillment. Because we have to be able to identify the season that we're in. And if God is operating in total fulfillment as far as our lives is concerned. What do you mean by that? This is what I mean. Anytime when the promises have been made upon your life, God begins to deal with you. He begins to deal with your spirit man. Some people get prophesied to. Some people get a dream or a vision. Some people get some type of discernment or spiritual indignation that God is trying to do something in their life. So then they begin to walk. What is that season? That season is called the hearing, which is chapter 1. Now, I like this because page 17 talks to us about hearing comes from listening. And then I give an analogy about a child being spoken to over and over again, and the child acknowledging it but not performing it. Now watch this. How many times has God told us to do something or a certain thing, but we have not listened? We have not obeyed. Because hearing is a mechanism of just absorbing a sound and taking it in. But the listening is actually comprehending what you heard. So those of you out there under the sound of my voice, you're walking in your season, and God is ready for you to walk in fulfillment, allowing ourselves to walk in full submission and obedience with what God is doing, no matter what comes and goes, there it is. What come and may go, meaning the distraction. That is the faith dilemma. That is trying, you know, to cause you to go to the right or to the left. When you are faith walking, it is a walk that is daily. It is something that is performed and done daily. Anytime I'm doing a missions trip, anytime I'm doing anything in God, it's always through strategic prayer and applying the faith that He has given me to put a lot of these things into action. Oftentimes, I've seen people with lots of goals and ideas and things that they have, and they won't allow themselves to walk by faith and to operate in faith in order for faith to go before them to make this thing happen. The Bible tells us in Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that He which have begun a good work in you will perform it until the day. There is one scripture, and I can think of several scriptures right there, which I'll give you some more, but that is pertaining to one scripture telling us that the promises of God are yea and amen. So if God has put this thing in our spirit, if God has told us that it is our season, if God has put us in this particular time and moment, that the now faith, N-O-W, you know, the necessity, if God has put that in us and God is pushing us and ushering us to go into this place in Him and to trust and obey Him, then let's start to walk, men and women of God. Let's start to get in that place that we are not being distracted, that we are not allowing the things and the cares and the affairs of this world to bombard us when we are more than a conqueror. Let's not get into this place where we are allowing things to doubt and crowd our faith. My goodness, I know I'm talking to somebody where you have put on a good start and you have built up your momentum, and you have trusted and obeyed God, and here comes a faith dilemma, which is a distraction causing your focus to veer. I know I'm talking to somebody. When we read the book of Genesis around the sixth chapter, you know, Noah walked with God. The Bible tells us that Noah walked with God. So if you're walking with God, automatically you're walking with faith. My God, Jesus. Automatically, you've put yourself in a position to be set up in God to watch him do the will that is concerning your life. What is the will of God? That is the fulfillment of God that he has called for you to walk into. I know sometimes it gets hard. I know sometimes it gets rough. But if you would just hold on to God and what he has called you to, remain focused, remain steadfast, remain in God, remain trusting God, even when it looks bad, even when it looks like there is no end, even when it looks like it is not going to work for you. You might want to give up. You might want to throw in the towel. You might just want to hang it all up. But I believe the Bible tells us in Romans 8 and 28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to the dilemma, whatever the case may be. Stay on target. Stay on track. Keep your mind focused on the things of Christ. Hallelujah. Keep your mind stable in the things of Christ. Keep your mind lined up with the will of God. That's very important about the will of God, because one thing I know, that if you are outside the mind or the will of God, that's going to put you just, it's going to stall time. The enemy loves to stall time. The enemy loves to put you in a place to where you're wasting time. Time is so valuable. Time is so, you know, it's so valuable, and it's so literal to where you need to put a management on it. Oftentimes, a lot of distractions just come from us from lack of time management, lack of planning out our days, planning out our times, allowing ourselves to be fully devoted in God, with God, and, you know, allowing him to orchestrate most of our days and to keep us there, you know, to obtain the mind of Christ. I believe Philippians 2 and 5 tells us, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We have to get to a place that we are trying to walk with our faith through the mind of God. How is that? That sounds difficult. No, because if you're in the will of God, that puts you automatically on the mind of God. Why? Because you're doing the assignment that he has asked of you to perform. Now let's go to page 23 in chapter 1. We're talking about hearing again. We're talking about hearing. Remember, you wrote down your season and you wrote down fulfillment. And also write down a faith walker dilemma. That is distraction. Distraction, distraction, distraction. Causing you to try to get off focus with God and what he's doing. And we're going to go down to, I believe it's third paragraph, page 23. And it states to us, have you been hearing God say something to you? Have you heard that voice release information to you? Are you in a place where you can hear God? When was the last time you spoke or stopped to listen to what God was saying? Oftentimes, we may go to pray to God, or we may get before the throne of grace petition, but have we ever took the time out to listen? Have we ever took the time out to hear his voice of reasoning, his voice of just command and instruction? How are we going to do this faith walk without instruction? instruction is so important. Why is instruction so important? You wouldn't bother to put together a computer or a radio without instructions, would you? Would you go out there trying to put something together? How about trying to fix something in your car? Now, see, I'm a woman. I don't know about other. I can't fix no car, okay? I have some sisters out there. They could change tires. They could change oil. I can't do none of that stuff, okay? But saying I won't try, but I would try my best to read the directions or read the instructions that came in the manual in order to try to attempt to change a flat tire. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? So how are we going to, you know, walk in our due season, as some people like to call it, or walk in our fulfillment in God if we're not receiving instructions from God? If we're not, you know, receiving, you know, any type of care or any type of, you know, anything to get ourselves going in God. We have to be able to not only hear God, but listen to what He is saying to get ourselves, you know, at a place to where we're open enough in God to where He is, amen, our every move and our every being. You know, I love this because the Bible tells us in Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. I like that because what that means is the more time you spend with God, the more time you put yourself in God and you allow your everything to be open to God, the more time you spend with Him, you will develop attributes like Him. And really, as we go in deeper into the scripture and we revelate, you know, the more time you spend with God, the more His desires will become your desires. And those are the desires for you to walk into fulfillment, faith walker. How do you get God's desires for you? By allowing yourself to sit and hear, receive instruction, and then walking it out. I recommend to everybody, never, ever, ever try to put certain things into action without getting the specific way on how I got to do it. Now, I will tell you this about faith walking. Some things He will give you. Some things He will show you. You know, I'm pretty sure that, you know, with Joseph, he was, you know, all he saw was the ending. But he didn't see anything in the middle. He didn't see anything in between. He just saw the ending. How many of you is out there, Faith Walker, where you see the ending? Well, God has showed you the ending. Hallelujah. But He didn't show you the middle. Because guess what? If He showed you the middle, you wouldn't be trying to faith walk in the first place. Oh, I'm talking to somebody. If He showed you really what was about to go down before you took on this assignment, before you took on walking in God in a deeper way, before you took on wanting to know God in a better relationship, before you even took on God to even say, okay, God, I trust You with this. I'm here with this. If He would have showed you everything, my God, if He would have showed you the abuse you encountered, I know I'm talking to somebody. If He would have showed you, you know, the brokenness that you've encountered, if He would have showed you, you know, you going through hell and hot water in marriage, in life, just in your body, health issues, in your mind, if He would have told you these things and showed you these things, would you still be able to faith walk and trust Him? Would you still be at that place where, you know, you're able to allow Him to consume and say, here, this is what it is. This is what I want you to do. We got to get to this place in God that not only that we're faith walking, but we are faith living. See, the faith walking turns into faith living to where now you've gone from walking and allowing faith to go before you and make your crooked way straight. But now you're living it. So now you're at a place now that you're in a deeper level with God. And now, you find things coming your way, things that you don't even have to ask for, things that it could just be in your mind because you spend time with God and you're listening and you're hearing and you're obeying and you're walking in submission on your assignment. Now you're watching yourself live by faith, where you say, I know God gonna do it for me because there's nothing too hard for God. I know that I know that God is my every move and my every being. I know that God is the Alpha and the Omega. I know that he's my everlasting God, and I will wait on you. My God, this song is so appropriate for the broadcast. First thing, I really was torn between two songs, but it was something about everlasting God, because it's telling us that he is everlasting, and he is all-going, omnipotent, and powerful. He is God. Hallelujah. So if we get this faith in us and we start to go in God, I'm telling you that I'm telling you, your faith begins to go in a deeper level. You begin to trust God for the little things. You know, some of us still around here paying for a car payment, praying for, you know, some of us praying for, and God said, I'm going to do that. I'm going to take care of you. When are you going to know that I'm going to take care of you and supply every need according to his riches and glory in heaven through my son, Christ Jesus? When are you going to know that I'm going to take care of all of that? Your lights won't be out. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me on tonight. When are you going to know that I'm going to take care of it? When are you going to understand that now you need to live in this? To trust me. Because those that, hallelujah, diligently seek me, I'm a rewarder unto them. So, watch this, page 23. I want to go back to here. It says, to hear you must listen. And if you are at a place in which you are not comprehending, then perhaps you aren't listening. We talked about that. We see that to hear you must put yourself in a position, which you are allowing yourself to receive valuable information. That's page 23 going on into 24. I'm going to repeat that again. Highlight this if you want to. This is very good. It says, we see that to hear you must put yourself in a position in which you are allowing yourself to receive valuable information. Then we say, how are we going to listen without instruction? How are we going to take a faith walk without doing this for real? The book of Psalms, chapter 1, verse 2 tells us, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates on it day and night. My goodness, I love this particular scripture. It goes on to say, verse 3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. There's that word season again, highlighted. His leaf also shall not wither, and whosoever he doeth shall prosper. That's Psalms 1, verse 1, and I'm sorry, verse 2 and 3. And I like it because it's telling us right there, delight yourself in the law of the Lord. What is the law? That is the word of God. Mm-hmm. And meditate on it. Get it in your spirit. So therefore, when God puts a certain demand on you, you will know, okay, this lines up with what God has been telling me. This lines up with what God has been saying to me the whole time, that I am the head and not the tail, that I am the lender and not the borrower, that I am above and not beneath. This is what God wants me to know. Hallelujah. This is what God wants me to do. When we see Noah in the book of Genesis, we see that God gave Noah specific instructions on how to build that ark. all the way down to the animals, and who to bring on that ark, nor received instruction. So that means he was not only hearing, but he positioned himself to listen. When is the last time we've allowed ourselves and have put ourselves in a position to listen, Jesus? That's just like anything else. If you want to know where you are with communication, check your listening skills. Can you remember what somebody just told you 5 minutes after the conversation? Oh, I'm talking some good stuff now. Can you remember what somebody told you, yet alone the day before yesterday? Can you remember? Because we can sit and we can say, yeah. But when the actions come or start to need to take place, what happens? Have we forgotten already about the instructions that we received? So putting yourself in a position ready to receive is how you can effectively hear when you are faith walking. Sometimes you have to get in that quiet spot. Sometimes you have to get in that place where you can hear God only for yourself. We see it the prophet Elijah, when he ran and he went into the cave, and when God came, before God came, there was fire, there was wind, there was rain, there was all kind of noise and the ruckus. But when it got still, that's when God said something. I'm talking to somebody. Allow things. You come out, shit him out. I just felt that. I'm sorry, y'all. Allow things to get still, faith walker, so therefore God can release certain nuggets to you, certain instructions to you, certain things to you, and also say, hey, wait a minute, the enemy's attacking over here, watch out, to a place where we are listening and ready to receive information that is imperative to this walk. We combine faith with walking because faith has to move. Jesus. It could stand still. But once it stands still, it's like, which way do I go? Once the word has been spoken, you allow the word to take place in your spirit man. Allow the word to take place in your mind and in your heart. And then you say, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. You put some hope on it saying, God, I know you can do it. God, I got hope in you. God, I got trust in you. God, I know that you can get this for me. God, I know that there is a breakthrough with my name on it. Now you're putting faith into action to go before you, because now you've allowed God to speak to you. You have heard the voice. You have put it together, and you have allowed yourself to listen and obey. Now, I like this because we go to the second paragraph, page 24. Tells us, now when we look at Noah, we see that he was in a place that he did what God had stated, no matter how difficult it appeared. So no matter what happened, no matter what occurred in our life, in Noah's life, Noah still kept the train riding. Noah still continued to pursue his assignment. It also goes and tells about, while Noah was listening, God released detail-oriented information. There's that word, information, in regards to him building. Now, watch this. I'm reading my book. If Noah missed one measurement or was off by any number other than what God said, perhaps the ark wouldn't have functioned at its fullest operation during the season of the flood. My God, I'm going to talk to somebody. The book of Ecclesiastes, it tells us that everything, to everything there is a timing and a season to every purpose up under the heaven. All right? Ecclesiastes chapter 3. I want us to understand something. When you are in the winter season, are you going to wear a bathing suit? When you are in the summer season, are you going to wear snow boots and a fur coat and Under Armour? Are you going to wear these things? No, because of the seasons. All right? It's not that the certain outfits are not for clothing, because mark you, it is for the same thing, to cover, to clothe your body. Same function, but different assignments. Know what season you are in. Know what is assigned to you in this season. Know what, who and where to take when, Faith Walker. Did y'all just hear what I said? Know what and who to take when in the season that you're in, Faith Walker. Shabbat Sete. Everybody can't go with you in this season where you're going, Faith Walker. Everybody is not allowed to see or participate in certain things that God is doing in your life. I'm pretty sure when Noah was told to gather up all kinds of stuff, gather up, you know, his family members, gather up certain, I'm pretty sure it was distant cousins out there. First, second, third, fourth, y'all know how we do. I'm pretty sure it was, you know, all kind of different things out there that were related to him. In-law versus in-law versus in-law, all of that. But he had to take who was assigned by God to his life in that season to take with him. Faith Walkers, hear me good. Do not be distracted by folks that are trying to distract your time, that are trying to be a leech and suck everything from you. They're trying to take things from you instead of add to you to accomplish the vision that God has placed upon your life. Do not get yourself in an area where you are distracted by things that are not pertaining to your assignment. While you are building, you want to stay building, Nehemiah. You want to stay on the wall. You don't want to come down. You build and you fight and you fight and you build, but you stay on that pathway. You stay on that road. You stay walking in faith, allowing faith to go before you and perform what God has said. Get yourself in a place where you are allowing all information to be given to you so that everything can function in the fulfillment of God upon your life in its fullest operation. Write that word down, fullest operation. We don't want to have do it no more. We don't want to fake it until we make it no more. We don't want to go there. We want this thing to work. We want this thing to do what God is saying. Hallelujah. The word tells us that his word never returns unto us void. Never. All we got to do is allow ourselves to walk in God with assurance. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us, Matthew 4:4, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceedeth forth out of the mouth of God. So if he said it, hallelujah, I'm getting joy in my spirit right there. You can bank on it. If he said it, then God's will shall be done. Faith Walker, remember, hearing is a allowing your spirit man to be open, listening, is submitting, and obeying God with what he's called you to do. Yeah, I know it sounds crazy. Yeah, I know it sounds foolish. But as he told Sarah, is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for God? If he did it before, he will surely do it again. Hallelujah. If he done it back for your children and your children's children or for you or your man, if he fixed anything in your life, check his track record. God got a mighty track record. Hallelujah. All the way back from the hands of time. Even before we were even, before the foundations of this world, God, hallelujah, God knew and had us in his mind. So now the faith walker has to be in a place that they know, and trust God, even in the bad, rainy seasons. Even when the seasons don't feel good, he's still trusting God. Even all hell, car broke down, somebody going to jail, sickness, bank issues, how, whatever, still trust God. I'm going to believe what you said. The bank account in the negative, I'm going to believe what you said, God. Hallelujah. I'm going to trust you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many of you out there believing for a healing in God? All you got to do is faith walk this thing out. Faith walk this thing out. Meditate on the word of God. Sit and allow him instruct. Sit and allow him instruct. Sit and allow him to download instructions for you, faith walker. I'm telling you, I know if we just obey him. I'll tell you a quick testimony story, because I will be on the end of next month teaching again on this book. 2015, I was about 45 pounds overweight. I had high blood pressure, and I was going through some personal changes. I was going through a tragic divorce with my ex-husband, and it was a public divorce. And it was at the end, and I was actually in between my transitioning of moving up here to Atlanta. And I remember doing the laundry and me feeling very weak and very tired. And it was an abnormal tiredness. It wasn't a tiredness like, oh, I'm going to take a nap. It was a weak, just lethargic, tired. It was not normal. It was more like I felt the need just to lay down, period. And I was about to do that, and I heard the Holy Spirit say, don't you lay down. And I was with my mother at the time, and my mother, praise the Lord, she was sober that day. I thank God that God is healing my mother. Hallelujah. We praise God for healing and deliverance. Amen. And my mother was a functional alcoholic. She is delivered now. I thank God for that. Amen. So she said, you need to go to the hospital. Immediately I heard the Lord through her. So I drive myself to the hospital having a mini stroke. Yes, a mini stroke, y'all. If I would have laid down, I would have had a full-blown stroke, okay? And I felt the pain in my arm, and I felt the pain in my shoulder, and my eye was twitching a little bit. Still ain't really, just tired. In my mind, I'm tired. Yeah. Drove myself to the hospital. My blood pressure was 152 over 118. Some people admitted me because it kept going up when I got there. Some people kept me, put me on all kind of machines, EKG, MRIs, the whole nine. Told me I was having a mini stroke. And I remember laying there, you know, and I called my mom. My daughter was home with her. Said, I'm okay. Hopefully I'll be home in the morning. I had one of my church members at my Florida church come up. She sat with me on the whole night through the night. They got to pray around the clock. And the next day, I was released. But before I got released, when they unhooked me and everything, I went into the bathroom. The Holy Spirit said, "You look in that mirror." I saw the spirit of death, literally. I know I did. That did not look like me. That did not look like the woman of God that y'all see today. Trust me. And he said, "You need to denounce and you need to cast that thing. You need to curse that thing to the root." And I took every strength I had in my body, and I told my assistant at the time, I said, "I need you to pray." And I began to denounce the curses, spirit of death, rebuke, blood of Jesus. I went down the line. And I declared a decree and spoke by faith that I was going to be healthier, better eating habits, and I was going to lose weight. After I prayed, I sat on the bed while my assistant was packing up my little personal belongings. And God began to tell me, "You're going to go on a diet. You're going to lose 50 pounds. You're going to eat this, this, this." Here it is. Vital information, Faith Walkers. Valuable information. Yeah. My assignment was to get healthy so therefore I could continue my faith walk. God gave me valuable information. Here I stand. 48 pounds lighter today, fresher, eat healthier, work out, exercise, keep up with my body, do the right things, pressure, normal. And I will be, thank God, the first of the year, I won't be taking blood pressure meds no more. That will be it for me. Why? Because I have a last few more pounds to lose, y'all. I say all that to say this. All you got to do is obey God. Hear, listen, apply what he's telling you, and he will work for you.
And put That's in it. The work. Oh, my God. Put in the work, somebody. Did you hear anything about walking by faith and not by sight? That means you put in the work. I am a faith walker. I claim it. I was going to say something. Y'all be like, why you go there, Pastor E? I am a faith walker. I'm going to brand that on me. You better get ready. There's going to be a time when you're going to have to take a mark one way or the other. You better choose God. We want to open up the lines tonight, and I pray that everybody is taking notes. The Faith Walker Manual is being developed here on the Now Network. That came from heaven. And if we all take the right kind of notes, the woman of God will know the right kind of issues to put in the workbook that we can now go to the next level. I am a faith walker. Apostle Barbara from Dallas, Amen. Texas. I'm putting your city out there today so we can let everybody know where we're from because we are national. Are you faith walking tonight, woman of God? You're live with Apostle.
Now my life is,
when,
praise the Lord, when, woman of God.
When,
it is
when,
now. My life
when,
is now. My faith walk is now. My faith walk is now until it will be now. Because only not when you walk. I just heard so many powerful instructions because this is the same thing I'm feeding them. When you give into the Lord, your mind, body, and soul, and your conscious and your subconscious, you are a faith walker because you believe in God and you make the right choice. And when you make the right choice and you can be still and know that I'm God, so you can hear the instructions. He said that hearing, faith come by hearing. So I really, really enjoy that because you really bless my heart because it's like when we feed the people and we wash our hands and we go in and be invited to eat from the table. I don't want plastic utensils. I don't want plastic cups. I don't want plastic nothing from God. He said, come on this side and eat with me. Sup with me. Thirst. When you thirst and you drink from the fountain, and we all are invited to eat at the feast, oh, my God, the instructions that the Lord gives you. Daily instruction, new oil, new fresh oil now, new fresh instruction, new mercy, new grace, every day. And that is such a blessing. That is such a blessing for you to break it down for people to hear and know what you're talking about when it comes to faith. Yes, we're going to go through in our bodies. Yes, whatever we love the most, that's what get attacked. That's the distractions to keep you. Now, that is the distraction. The enemy don't want you to stay focused on the word of God. He wants to distract you in your body pains, your aches, your soul, and whatever he can distract you from reading and meditating. Quiet time now. Quiet time now for instruction. Now, we need this information.
Oh my God.
This is a now word. This is until. And as we cross over, we need to shut the back door from the past. Shut the back door. Shut the back door.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
When we open up the door, when the Lord takes us
to the door. Y'all trying to tie some things together. Because we were talking about shutting the back door. Now y'all want to link in to opening the front door. Let him in. Oh, my God. I want to say this. This is just Holy Ghost inspired. This isn't about money or best-selling on the worldly market. You need to, if you're going to be a part of this series, get the book. Become a faith walker. It does not. This is something that God just said to me. It doesn't destroy your book because you support somebody else's. It's
wow.
Going to show you how to do it quicker. We're not here to try to just be about us. We're trying to be about God.
Yes.
And when you support this book, as many others that I don't support everybody. All my covenant partners out there are saying, I'm going to read that book. And they have. And, you know, we support it and distributed books.
Amen.
Out there. They got them in their hands right now. But we need more people to support this book. There's another book on the network about to be launched. I haven't been released to let it go, but y'all better get ready. You better be ready to look in the mirror because there are books being birthed here on the Now Network. This woman came with the book already ready birthed. We can now connect and say, hey, look, don't worry about what God is doing for her. Really support my sister, my brother, but then also say, you know what? I'm not perfect. She went through something I'll never go through. She'll have one. And believe me, I found many nuggets in this book. But if it's only one nugget, then that's enough for me to connect and say, let me pass that on, because there's other people that are not where we are that need the principles to know how to faith walk. Will you faith walk tonight with us? Oh, my God.
Yes.
I'm faith walking. Yes. I'm faith walking. If I write a song, I'll give you half. Did you hear me, Apostle?
Amen.
If I write this song, I'm faith walking. I'm going to give you half.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Woman of God, you hear him holding to it, because I'm still waiting on my first book.
I'm still waiting on my don't make me throw you under the bus. I'm still waiting on my you want me to tell them what?
Thank you. I'm still waiting on my book you promised me. I raised my hand first and said something. I'm still waiting on my book.
I repeat.
But anyway, nevertheless.
No, Pastor E is not above reproach. Okay. I thought I already took care of that. Let me get that in there right then. Apostle. Lucretia, talking to you right now, because I got Apostle Barbara. Haven't I given you all the names I thought I had, and we'd have got them all out there?
For the books, you ordered the last two books you ordered?
I'm just saying, every order that I've sent you, weren't they complete? We've already sent them out and everything, right? Apostle Barbara, that's on me.
Apostle Barbara has a mailing address. Apostle Barbara has a mailing P.O. box address.
Oh, that's why. Get with me afterwards. Let's make this thing happen.
Yes,
you need that book. But everybody else, come on. Apostle Lucretia, let everybody else know how easily they can get your book. I mean, that personal sign. Now, you can go on Amazon and get that regular copy. But that anointed self proclaimed signature copy that has the anointing flowing. Tell them how fast they can get it in less than 4 days.
Actually, I don't know what happened, but since that hurricane, you're getting about 7 to 10 business days now because of, you know, I don't know what they did, but the distributing center, something, but everything's like back a week. Now, that could have changed.
Wait, hold on. But I got to come in again. I got a testimony. Can I tell everybody a testimony out here? Y'all ready for a real testimony?
Sure.
Come on, somebody say yes.
Yes, now.
I'm gonna open up all the lines. Okay, so you know, I have a ministry of credit repair, right? And my credit was kind of building up, and all of a sudden I looked the other day and it was 490. I'm not gonna tell you where it was, because I don't want to mix up the confusion. So I called my people and I was like, hey, we're doing all this other work for people at low cost. We're helping them get their credit in order. What happened? He said, I've done everything. Let me go back into it. Okay, now the enemy is a lie. When God moves for you, he'll still try to distract you. So anyway, he goes through there and then he calls me a week ago and says, I've done everything. I don't know. Got a call this morning. And don't try to ask me for a loan or anything else. Got a call this morning. Have you checked Equifax? Have you checked all three reports? I said, no. I said, I ain't got time for that. Man, look at your credit report. I said, I don't have time. I'm not at my computer. I got a screenshot. Now, all I had to do was jump around and shout, because when you believe, even when it says negative, when you believe, even when the namesayer said it can't be done, I looked at that thing and I had a 717. I ain't never had nothing but a
glory to God.
That's because I know how to walk by faith and not by sight. I'm a faith walker.
Yeah.
Even when I was at the number I was, which wasn't satisfactory, it was better than 490. 510, 520, it all of a sudden was at a great number, and then it dropped. The enemy was after my credit.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But I spoke into existence. No, God told me he is going to restore it.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all of the reporting agencies and all of the negativity, and then So finally, I got to my computer, and I looked at it, and I'm going to leave it here, and I'm going to let it go. And I looked at it, and I said, what? I have a swivel chair. I start doing, like, 720s, not 360s, 720s. I'm turning. So he had told me to call him, and I called him. He said, man, did you see that? I said, yeah. He said, brother, I do this every day. He said, it takes me 30 to 45 days to get these kind of results. In 2 days, you leaped from da 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 to here. I said, do you know who I work for? He said, you work for yourself. I said, no, I don't. I work for God. I got somebody already petitioning for me. I got somebody already putting it in place. I just need somebody to put their fingers to action and make what God has already done.
Praise God.
Now, I'm not going to get no credit cards, and I'm not going to do nothing outlandish, but I'm going to respect God's blessing in my life and now continue to pay my bills on time. See, I used to be one of them people that say I could cut this off and I could pay that later and cut off data to this, and I took from Peter to pay Paul and all. But when you learn how to be a manager of faith, see, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Them bills going to say 500, but that's not the unseen. The unseen is trusting God with all your heart, leaning on not on your own understanding, and watch your life turn around. But it still takes work from you. You have to go and petition to God and ask him to forgive you so you can have a new credit, a new life, a new ministry, a new faith. We need new faith today because our faith has really been discouraged. I know Apostle Lucretia on fire because she is the faith walker. But there's a lot of us out there that we hear faith and we still be kind of contradictory about it because of how people have treated us about faith. Faith is God. Mm-hmm. It's not us. It's not the apostle. It's not the pastor. It's not the evangelist. It's not the teacher. It's not the bishop. It is God. And we're trying to lead you to God so you can really walk by faith and not by sight. Come on, woman of God. Tell them how to get the book right now.
They can actually either inbox me on Facebook or DM me on Instagram, or they can also direct message me on Twitter. I'm on all three social sites. They can email me if they like at ALOCK Network, ALOCKNETWORK at gmail.com. I can easily send them the PayPal link. They hit it, they pay, and their book will be on the way to them. That will be a original signature autograph copy delivered.
Yeah,
to them.
I'm glad you put that in there because, you know, I did. I said that you're going to get a signature copy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. God is doing great things. God
yeah.
is doing great things. Well, I really believe people need that hand touch. And when you're writing your signature, I know you're praying every letter.
Yes.
Move.
Yes.
Take control.
God
show the faith.
A specific word.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's important. That's what's important. A particular address to people. Evangelist Virginia Valentine out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I don't even remember who I sent you the name, so I don't know who has the book. I know Wanda has the book. I know a couple of the people have it. We need everybody to get this book. And if you can't afford it, let the network know. We're going to work with the apostle to try to do whatever to scholarship, to whatever that you can. Because God told me, he said, now you got that pretty signature in the front, but now you got a bunch of notes in there. I want you to send this book back to her that she could say, wow, let me make the workbook off of this. I'm committed to that because I'm a note taker and we want to be a part of faith walking because I'm a faith walker. See, that's what's so, and I hope somebody agrees with me here. That's what's really problem with the body of Christ is that we don't want to support anybody because they might do better than us. I dare you to do better than me. I dare you to go first. I dare you to step up your game and go harder than me. I'll support you. That's what being a brother and sister in Christ is saying, you know, I'm going to step back. I ain't said nothing about the Now Network. Let's faith walk. Let's get that book and let's develop and help her support herself that she can do the workbook that we can spread this thing all across this nation. That we all become faith walkers. I'm going to ask this question, and I know my covenant partners know this, but how many churches is God coming back for? Nobody answered that one. Wait a minute. Okay, I'll give you the answer. He says he's coming back for one church without spot or blemish. See, those are collectively walking by faith and not by sight. Let's do it together, and let's let this instrument, Apostle Lucretia Hines, show us what God has given to her, because I know she's just like me. She's preaching to herself, and she's allowing the Holy Spirit to share her experiences on how to faith walk. Let's help her help us. Minister Carolyn, you are live on Faith Walker 101, hosted by Apostle Lucretia Hines. What's up, woman of God?
Praise the Lord. Good evening, everyone. I've been listening, and I've learned how to start taking a lot of notes. I try to write down every word. I see myself in the distractions.
Mm-hmm.
I have faith in God, but I think sometimes I'm in the past because I'm starting over now. I have a lot of distractions, and excuse me, I'm a people pleaser. And I think that's where all my disappointment has come from, because I always try to make everybody else happy, and I slack making myself happy. And when I say myself, the only way that I've noticed that my happier times are when I'm with God, or in the presence of God, or when I can visibly see, you know, that God has his hands on me, and I'm one of the fakers too. I know how to fake it until I make it, or act like everything is okay, but I keep on pushing, and I'm also a isolator. And I'm a recovering addict, so I isolated. My dad used to tell me the worst kind of drunk is a lonely drunk, one that gets drunk and high alone, because you're all alone with your mind going all over the place and going crazy. And I let people, places, and things distract me. And then I constantly return to things of the old, but I've learned so much Tuesday and this morning, and like an hour's time at myself, where I could point the finger at me, and the leadership program is showing me how to deal with me and my issues, because I can't help nobody else if I'm not focused. So that stuck out to me too, and I know that this is my season, because God is positioning people in places. First, he positioned this network, then he positioned Pastor E, and then all of the knowledge that I'm receiving from the women, and I'm on Man Up when they're online, the knowledge that I'm receiving just by listening. So I took a lot of notes, and I'm going to go over them, but I was truly blessed to the point where some of the things you said, I thought about past things, and it brought tears to my eye. But I'm going to call them tears of joy, because I know that I have a lot of work, and I'm ready to work on it. And also, I would like a scholarship for the book. I have a lot of good notes here, so I know that the book is awesome. And that's it.
We got you.
That's wonderful.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Amen. Yeah. That's awesome. Continue to do what you're doing.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless
you're
you,
welcome.
Carolyn. You know you're pushing. Well, what was the last thing I said to you today? That this isn't for this broadcast, because what you said encouraged somebody else. But in your own personal going forth, walking by faith, shut your what?
Shut my mouth. And I was going to say that too, because when I pressed the thing, I was like, am I supposed to tell my mouth, or can I talk? And normally I press one real quick. And I hesitated, then I'm like, wait. I was stuck, and I was
No, you did very good. But I want to share this, is that we're working together in one of the in the only P2P leadership training program, me and Minister Carolyn. It's only me and her. I haven't opened up to everybody else. We do this with churches. We do this with ministries. But the number one rule of the game is to shut your mouth about all the negative, about all the. But everything you said was positive, because you've grown and you're exemplifying how, you know, you're speaking a better word. So I'm glad you let go. But still, if anybody else there need to know, shut your mouth. Stop telling everybody about your problems. Don't you know people are waiting to pray against you? Don't you know people are looking and they're laying in the darkness, waiting to link into something negative because their life is negative?
Mm-mm-mm.
Stop putting it out there. Cast all your cares on the Lord. Apostle, you blessed us tonight. Now I'm about to unleash. Yes, you did. Faith Walker 101 is going to levels that we're already, watch this, provoking others to do. We cannot stay dormant. This broadcast isn't about numbers. It's not about me. Definitely it's not about me. This is the Now Network, not our wheel. But we must have enough information daily that people can say, I know where to go. They ain't got to get in their car. They ain't got to worry about no tithe offering. They ain't got to worry about nothing. Come and get the words free. God will teach you how to become a sower, a giver, and a tither. But that's not what it's all about. You got to know God first. And that's what this is all about. So, Minister Carolyn, Tuesday, you better have that what? Bible, that notepad. Let's go. Evangelist Virginia Valentine out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I know the Holy Spirit is about to get lit up in here. Welcome to Faith Walker 101 with Apostle Lucretia.
Well, good evening. Good evening, man of God.
Bless you. Love you.
Good evening. Love you. And Apostle Lucretia Hine. Can you hear
Lucretia.
Me?
Lucretia. See, yeah, I know how to say your name right. Lucretia.
Can you hear me? Yes, oh, man of God. Apostle Hine. How you doing today,
ma'am.
My tonight, my sister? Oh, I'm sitting here.
Well.
Oh, my God. My sister in Christ. Hallelujah. I have two sheets here that I have written down so much that you have said.
Wow. Thank you, God.
Oh, you have truly, truly blessed my soul tonight. You have truly blessed my soul tonight. Faith Walker. I know I'm a faith walker. I know I'm a faith walker. And I walk by faith and not by sight. And I'm not going to let nothing distract me.
Amen.
And the devil knows that. The devil
Jesus.
Knows who I am, who I am, and who I serve.
Yes.
You say Satan, he loves to see us all focused.
Mm-hmm.
The devil loves to see us all focused. Apostle Hine, he loves to see us all focused. But we need to stay vigilant and watchful. Because the Bible said in 1 Peter 5:8 that we have a great adversary, the devil,
mm-hmm.
who prowls and roams around seeking whom he may devour.
Ooh.
Yes,
devour.
He wants to keep us all focused.
Oh.
But let me say something. He can't block me, stop me, nor can he hinder my walk with Christ.
Because I walk by faith.
Hiya,
I am a faith walker, Pastor Hunt.
Oh, Jesus.
I am a faith walker.
He just had to do this together.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You said
teach
so
us
much.
How to make it
here.
A family walk. Can we walk by
Ooh,
faith together?
Yes, we're going to walk together. We're going to walk together as a team. We're going to walk together in unity.
As one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Let us walk together.
Yes,
oh, you
Jesus.
Said so much. You say hear, listen, and obey.
Huh. When?
Hear. Hear the voice of God. Listen
when?
To the voice of God. And
when?
Obey his voice. Obey.
When?
Now, hey, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Right now. When? Now, Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. And I heard you talk about your testimony, what God mean, when you said that you were sick. Your blood pressure. If you had to lay down, you said. And I'm glad you did. Because the enemy wanted you to lay down so he could take you out.
Y'all ain't
I'm
heard
glad
nothing.
You didn't lay down.
Yes,
that
yes,
was the little
yes.
testimony. Look, I got to be real about this. That was the
I'm
little
glad
testimony.
You didn't lay down. I'm glad you didn't lay down.
Did you
I'm
hear what I said?
You did.
Thank
oh,
you,
Jesus.
God.
That
Thank
was
God.
The little testimony.
Yes, he had a job for you to do. He had a book for you to write. And I'm glad you didn't lay down. I'm glad you
Jesus.
Did what you did. God,
Jesus.
God give us wisdom. He gave us knowledge.
Hallelujah.
He gave us understanding. And I had balance with it. Hallelujah, Jesus.
In the name of.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't lay down because God had so much for you to do.
Every knee will bow.
You have blessed me. You have blessed my soul.
Every tongue will confess.
And something else you said. Oh, Lord, thank you. You say our season. We are in our season now. We are in our season. Now is our season.
See, now you're going to bring me up in here because the seasons don't change. If you stay in the season,
don't.
The season is consistent.
It's consistent. Winter, summer, autumn, and spring.
It ain't no 12 months. It's every day.
No.
Every
second. Day.
Every minute. Every hour.
Every
hour. Day. Every week.
Yes.
Every month. Every year.
Ooh, my sister.
My God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Stay focused.
Now, look,
I'm
sitting over
focused.
Here, Apostle Lucretia, I'm sitting over here. They really don't know the testimony. They don't know about
them my God.
Times of sleeping in places nobody else will sleep. They don't know about all that.
No.
Faith walking don't
God.
Start by walking just by the things that's good.
Yes.
And those things
you
will come throughout this series on how you really have to depend on God in faith. Come on, somebody else. There's a couple more minutes left that if you want to get involved in this conversation, you want to connect with the apostle and allow her to share, you may need a word tonight. Don't ask her to speak into your life. Say, I have a word. I'm looking for confirmation. Apostle Dwayne and the woman of God, your co-pastor, pastoring together, welcome to Faith Walker 101 with the Apostle Lucretia. Good evening.
Good evening to the both. Good evening to the both. I still got to get that book. I was bragging to my wife about that book. I got to get that book. I mean,
I got two names down.
My wife was saying that. You know, she, I'm going to let her talk, but I enjoy you. I mean, I enjoy every time I get a chance to hear you, Apostle, because you put things in order. You know, and I don't take this as lightly, but I like how you let God use you, and you don't let man define who you are. You let God define who you are. And, you know, every time you get on this, it's a fresh word. It's a word like that you just came
fresh
from the mountain.
Fresh manna.
With the mountain. Fresh manna. And it just let God keep using you because if we don't walk by faith, we let people define who we are. You let faith define who you are. And I just appreciate how you sensitive to God and God direct you. He order you. So just stay humble as a dove and keep faith. It's more than one book, you know. It's more than one book, and to what I hold and how my wife looking in her spirit, it got to be more than one book because she's not the only one. She's not the only one hurt you, but it's other ones that need to understand other books that come out you because you're a walking word, and the walking word got to have a book.
Okay, go on and release Pastor Ann. Then go on and release Pastor Ann right now. Let's let her get released. Come on, release Pastor Ann. We
praise
need that anointing. Come on. Confirm Pastor Ann.
Well, both apostles, good evening.
Blessings to
you. And you said it's Apostle Lucretia?
Yes, ma'am.
Did I say it right?
You said it right.
Yes,
praise
ma'am.
You encouraged me because I have, you know, I have a similar testimony that for the last, almost the last 6 months that I was going through illness after illness. And then when I got done with the illness, the devil was trying to take me out. It was like I was almost getting near to having a car accident almost every other week. But the Lord protected me. He protected me. And when you said that we have to set up ourselves where we can hear him, listen and obey, my God. See, because I was hearing, I wasn't fully, how do you say it? You get so bogged down with listening to other people and you get these distractions, whereas distractions with work different people trying to tell you, you know, well, maybe no, maybe it's not the time to go forth with that project. But I had to learn. The Lord had to get me alone into a place where I could hear him and listen and obey. Because sometimes I was hearing and I was listening, but I wasn't in full obedience to that thing. So now that what? I had to get back to a place where I had to rededicate myself back to Christ and promise him.
Jesus.
And make that promise. No, you know what? No matter what. No matter what my friends say, no matter what happened with my family, my children, my job, or anything else going on, I'm going to be obedient and I'm going to obey. And I can tell you, since I have been doing that, the Lord has just been blessing me in every area of my life. So you really encouraged me.
God bless you. To God be the glory. Thank you.
Please release that prophetic. You are holding. Oh, my God. I don't want to send a text message off the side. Release that prophetic on that right now, please.
Who, me?
Yes, ma'am.
Me?
Faith Walker.
Well,
this is the place.
Okay.
I know you're new to the network, but this is the place of release that, you know, we really truly believe that we are fivefold here, not because of a title or an ordination, but because of the work. And when God is unctioning the release of the fivefold, let it go. I've heard five times tonight.
I have no problem with that.
I know you don't.
No issue with that.
I know you don't. I know you don't, but you was being respectable. You ain't never been here before. I just wanted to, as the CEO and founder that God has put in place to say release.
Okay.
That's what we're here for, to be available to release. You don't have to worry about it. Is Pastor going, is that okay? Everything is not under my control. It's under the Now Network stands for Not Our Will. And I hold myself so accountable that has nothing to do with me. But I do listen to the Holy Spirit when he's saying, oh, wait a minute, what's she holding back? Get that out of here. Release the flow of the prophetic, because the people are wanting to hear that, because we walk by faith and not by sight, but we need to hear word that confirms.
Yes.
I just want to say that in love, that you don't, there's no barriers, there's no dialogue. Let God use you as he has always.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm just actually was in just, it fall, to be honest with you, I was falling in love with Jesus. Why? Because he allowed me to minister to a group of people who I don't know, but yet impact and empower them. That says a lot. And if I'm not empowering anyone, or if I'm not, you know, implementing or teaching or allowing or pushing people and shifting, you know, their assignment or shifting, you know, them into another dimension in God and their relationship with God, then what am I here on this earth for? What was I created for as far as my purpose is? And I was just, you know,
I love your spirit.
To God, you know, and I pray that this encourages you all to just sometimes be in a place of giving thanks and just being great and just being open to God. One thing about, you know, having faith in God is also being in love with him, because it's just like a relationship. You know, the more time you spend with that individual, the more time that you put in with that individual, the more time you develop to trust that individual and fall into a deeper and greater love with that individual. So I'm glad, and I'm so thankful that you all were blessed on tonight. I was blessed to be a blessing. I thank God for each testimony that has come to play, because, again, you know, God finds us all worthy, and I just thank God for everyone being a part of his kingdom, because, you know, We all have fallen short of His glory, but yet He still finds us worthy. We thank God for His mercy and His grace and His tenderness and His kindness. So I'm sorry, y'all. Forgive me, but I'm in love with God right now. And I'm just loving on my daddy right now because my daddy has taught me how to lean on Him. My daddy has taught me how to trust
Jesus.
In Him. My daddy has taught me that He is the one and only
everlasting
God. He has taught me that He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords.
He has
taught me that He come by my city, ways of being through the trenches and through the clay and through the fire and through the mud.
Move this
God
thing.
Still has allowed me to stand and just
Jesus.
Know that He has allowed you to stand as well.
Oh.
And whatever you're facing, whatever distraction you're going through, whatever dilemma it may be, there is nothing too hard for God. And if you want to know something, if you want to
I rely on you. I desire you. I have a thirst for you, Jesus.
Just lay hands on yourself.
Just lay hands on yourself right now.
And say, God, I give you the authority to take complete control over me. God, give you complete authority to
remove
activate
it.
My faith in a greater
Jesus.
Level in you. God, hallelujah. Remove every weight and every sin which so easily beset me from coming into you, God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Glory
hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We love you. We
thank
love
you.
We love you. We love you. We
love
you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you.
Oh, God, I love him.
Find us trustworthy. Find us trustworthy in your eyesight. We know you're we know you are trusted. Find us trustworthy in your eyesight. I love Jesus. I ain't trying to sing tonight, but I have to. Because loving Jesus is sharing a word, and everybody knows this song. I'm gonna sing one verse, and we're gonna end this show tonight. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet sound. Let it be a sweet sound. Let it be a sweet sound. In your ear. All you got to do is tell him tonight, I love you. All you got to do is say, I love you. I respect you. I honor you. And I worship you in spirit and in truth because I exemplify it through my actions. See, walking by faith is just not talking with your mouth. It's through your example and through your actions that people don't have to hear you. They can see the Jesus that lives in you. Oh, my God. Get the book. Let's faith walk together.
Hallelujah.
Let's trust together. Let's build together. Let's encourage together because it's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about Apostle Acretia, Pastor Dwayne, Pastor Ann, or anybody, any other of our covenant members. We are here to exemplify Jesus. Because without Jesus, you can't know God. Somebody ought to preach that one. Mm. We love you guys. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciate it. But the most important thing is that you are beautifully made by God. Don't let nobody tell you nothing negative. And if somebody is not saying something good, get them out your life and receive the glory of God that will tell you you can do it, that will tell you you can trust in Him, that will tell you that you can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens you. We love you, man. God bless you guys. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.